farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, Agriculture Ministry hosts Pest Analysis Training and Later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, through its Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspection branch, is hosting a pest risk analysis training from February 15 to 19 at the Alhambra Inn in Kingston. The training session is organized by the Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspection branch for plant quarantine officers, with funding from the European Union's Development Fund program, which is managed by the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA.
The funding that is provided by the EU amounts to 11.7 million euros, which goes to all CARIFORUM states. The overall objective of the EU support to the sector is to facilitate CARIFORUM states to improve market access to Europe by complying with the EU's SPS measures and also to support the development of harmonized SPS measures in this region.
European Union Representative Achim Schaffert. This is done through three components: supporting international and regional legislative frameworks, institutionalized coordination of SPS issues at the national and regional level, and capacity building for the region in the private and public sectors. The purpose of the workshop is to sensitize stakeholders on the principles and procedures involved in pest risk analysis. It also seeks to provide a forum for discussion on a pest risk analysis PRA handbook and a decision scheme for Jamaica.
This model will be submitted for discussion and possible adoption as a regional model for conducting PRA.
Chief Technical Director, Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dermot Spence. Senior Plant Quarantine Officer at the Ministry, Fitzroy White, says the workshop is also to sensitize quarantine officers in the principle and methodology of pest analysis as the basis for establishing phytosanitary measures for Jamaica.
We hope that you will garner enough knowledge to help us if we need to call on you in the near future when we get too many PRAs to be done, to help us if the need arises so we can keep the trade flowing smoothly.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanberry, says the government will provide all the support needed to put the Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspection branch in a position to effectively and efficiently safeguard the nation's plants and status.
We take this thing very seriously, and the training is important because every day the world changes. With the onset of climate change, diseases and pests and those things which were not of economic importance have now emerged as important. So eternal vigilance is the price that we have to pay for increased trade and movements of goods and services and people among nations.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you na mash ants, you na seem guts. Translation: if you don't squish ants, you will not see what's happening on the inside. And this means when someone is offended, he generally airs pent-up grievances.
My journey as a foster child started at the age of 2 when I was living on the street because my mother became mentally ill. At times you feel a bit lonely, but thanks to the Child Development Agency's foster care program, I was able to overcome all of these.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week. For more information, visit our website at www.cda.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Share your home. Foster a child.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.